Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night.
It does look like the good times are ending for the week, at least weather-wise. I'm health and science reporter Gabriel Spitzer, joined by KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass. In a few minutes, we're going to find out why your Uncle Herb can predict the rain on weekends like this with his bum knee. But first, Cliff's going to give us a slightly more professional forecast for the next few days. Cliff, what's in store for us for the weekend?
Well, the curse of the weekend is back, unfortunately. This week, we had temperatures getting up into the mid-80s, you know, way above normal. But unfortunately, the ridge that was protecting us for so long is now shifting off to the east. We went from offshore warm flow to flow coming off the ocean, much cooler air. And so today, we're going to drop from the mid-80s or low 80s of yesterday to around 70 to 73, something like that. A lot more clouds, although there's a little bit of spotty sun in there. So today won't be a terrible day. There really isn't any rain at all. Better than normal, really. But then we're going to see a deterioration over the weekend. An upper-level trough that is now over the Pacific is going to shift over us here into the Pacific Northwest, and we're going to see temperatures dropping down into the 60s through most of the weekend. So probably around 67, 68 tomorrow, and then even lower 60s on Sunday. So cooling down and increasing chance of showers, particularly on Sunday. Now, we could see a few showers on Saturday, but I think Sunday there's a really good chance, especially later in the day, to see some precipitation.
And are we talking wall of water or just scattered drops here and there?
We're just talking about some scattered showers, nothing really heavy. Fortunately, things look better. The weekend curse ends on Sunday, and so the ridge is going to rebuild as we get into next week. And by the middle of end of next week, it should warm up again.
So this is a pretty classic case for flexing your hours, maybe.
Well, that may be true, but this time of the year, we start getting into the clouds. We're going to start approaching the June gloom time of the year. Often there's a break in mid-May where temperatures go up into the 70s and 80s, and then we inevitably slide down to the cloudy, June-ish weather, which, temperatures in the 60s and lots of clouds day by day.
So when the weather goes downhill like this, a lot of people say they can feel it in their bones or maybe more properly feel it in their joints, and they're not speaking metaphorically. Now, this whole idea that you can kind of predict the rain based on, whether your elbow hurts or not, it smacks of that weather myth thing. Is this really a thing?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I get lots of calls from people who claim that they can tell upcoming weather changes by their arthritis pain or sometimes by migraine headaches. And the big correlation seems to be with pressure. People are sure that when pressure changes rapidly, they get these afflictions, especially joint pain. So it's gotten to such a degree that I have people that are asking me for how to predict the pressure in the future because they plan on taking painkillers before the pressure changes to protect themselves.
They're anticipating their medication schedule by the weather.
That's right. So last night I gave a talk to the Northwest Rheumatology Association. And so I thought this was my big chance. These are the experts on joint pain. And so I asked them, what do the studies show? And I was a little disappointed. There seems to be a mixed message there. Some of them claimed, yes, our patients say that this is true, and there's this study and that study that supports that claim. But other of them say that's not true. So it seems to be, even among the experts, no agreement on whether weather changes causes joint pain.
It does seem at least plausible that if you're worried about, your tissue getting inflamed, right, swelling up, that if you have lower pressure coming with the rainy weather, that maybe it would allow the tissue to expand more or something like that.
That's right. And that's what they told me. They said if you have areas of swelling, it's plausible that could be sensitive to atmospheric pressure. On the other hand, how many people have joint pain when they go on an airplane trip? When you go from sea level here in Seattle and you get into a plane that takes off, normally they're pressurizing it to about 5,000 or even higher feet. So there's a tremendous drop of pressure when you go on an airplane flight. And how many people get joint pain then? Or when you go up on an elevator, how many people get joint pain then? So this whole thing is very uncertain to me. But certainly people have claimed to me, and they claim to these rheumatologists, that weather changes causes joint pain.
Well, I hope you're feeling fine, Professor Cliff Mass. Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org, and tune in every Friday morning. Thanks so much, Cliff.
Sure.
I'm Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.